To culture. Earlier this week, Prague's Clementinum, which houses the National Library and many Czech literary treasures, saw the opening of a long-awaited addition. After extensive restoration, a new gallery has just opened. Linda Maštalíš was there and brings us more.
A nejstarší a největší kolej jezuitů v českých zemích otevírá nejenom.
The opening ceremony for the Clementinum Gallery took place in the picturesque courtyard of the National Library on a warm evening and brought together those who have awaited the restoration of a wing damaged by the floods of 2002, as well as many of Prague's religious elite. Symbolically, the new Clementinum Gallery's first exhibit, which runs from April the 25th until June 15th, is devoted to the history of the Czech Jesuits and the Clementinum. Once the official speeches were over, I had a chance to ask Professor Tomáš Halík, who is also a Roman Catholic priest, about the Jesuit connection to Prague.
The Jesuits have found here in Prague, in the year of the death of St. Ignatius, the Forest College. And it was a very important centrum for education, for science, for arts. Also many missionaries came from here. Also the missionaries for England in the time of Elizabeth II, the Saint Edmund Campion, who studied here and was ordained priest here in Clementinum. And also many missionaries, they left from here, from the faraway destination, and some of them were the pioneers of something what we could today call the intercultural dialogue.
The opening also ran parallel to an international conference being hosted in Prague about the history of Jesuits in the Czech lands from 1556 to the present day. František Hilmar, the head of the Jesuit order in the Czech Republic, was also present at the gallery opening, and he told me about some of the more interesting items on exhibit.
Two things that strike me. The first was this drawing, which is called something like Codex Pictorius Mexicanus. And it is like a picture that shows and depicts images or scenes from the Mexican missions of the Society of Jesus. It just shows life in its variety. It's not just narrowly religiously oriented, but it's really what Jesuit missionaries were trying to transmit was the whole style of life. And the second thing are copper plate engravings, which are doctoral theses, the front pages of many doctoral theses, which were written and defended here in Clementinum, where there were theological and philosophical faculties run by the Society of Jesus.
The fact that Jesuit connections in Prague run deep is clear from the exhibit, so I also took the opportunity to ask František Hilmar about how Jesuits can influence Czech society today.
Frankly speaking, to influence the society, the Czech society now, is a very difficult task. I wouldn't say that 80 Jesuits would be able to really make a profound influence on the society as a whole. The society is under much stronger influence of the media and so on. But what we can do, that within the Catholic Church, we can create a space of a specifically Jesuit approach to the religious faith. It means religious faith is really connected with life, that takes also human nature, human condition seriously, and that is friendly with the world as such.
František Hilmar, the head of the Jesuit order in the Czech Republic, ending that report by Linda Maštalíš.